Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, November 20th, 2024. It's time for our annual trip up to the Solidarity Center in Brewer, where in a large hall filled with tables that were completely covered by all different kinds of squash, organizers spoke about Food and Medicine's Solidarity Harvest on Tuesday.
My name is Jack McKay. I'm president of the Eastern Maine Labor Council, and I'm the director of Food and Medicine. This is our 22nd Solidarity Harvest, and we are going to distribute 1,675 boxes of produce throughout the state of Maine. Food and Medicine is an organization. We're a nonprofit that's based in Brewer. We work in five different areas. We work on food justice, which is Solidarity Harvest, collective community gardens, and a food council, so ways to make healthy, accessible food to folks who need it. And of course, our name is means that nobody should be forced to choose between food, medicine, and other basic necessities in the richest country in the world. That's our values. That's what we believe in, and we try and address it. One, through food justice is one way. Another is we support workers' rights to organize into unions. We think that's a very important thing. Public transportation, affordable and accessible public transportation, we see as a right. People need to be able to get places, to jobs, to doctor's appointments, and to other things in life. We also have a peer navigator who helps people get unemployment, WIC, and other benefits. We see that as an important thing. We're really happy to have actually two peer navigators who are working with us. And the last is civic engagement, looking at some of the policies that impact choices around food and medicine and other important parts of our society. So, Solidarity Harvest. As I said, it's a massive undertaking. It's over 400 volunteers going to 80 partner organizations who distribute the baskets throughout the state of Maine. And we believe that we try and turn charity into solidarity. We feel like if you do charity and you feel you've solved the problem, you're causing harm, because we need long-term solutions. And so this is a really nice meal. We're very proud of it. It's good quality, but it's one very large meal, but it's still one meal. So we try and make it more through five different ways. One is that we raise over $90,000 this year, and we still have fundraising to do, to provide money to farmers. And that money is significant. We've written $5,000, $10,000 checks to farmers. It helps them survive. When this started, we didn't want to have farmers going bankrupt too through donating food. So this is really a way. And we try and do it thoughtfully so that if a farmer has extra carrots or extra beets, we'll buy the beets or extra carrots from those farmers to support farmers. So that's one way. A second way is through organizations. Of the baskets, Food and Medicine only directly gives out about 50. The rest go through partner organizations like the Machinists Union, who will speak in a minute, or PenQuist, which is a super valuable partner. So in our idea is that all these organizations need to be strengthened throughout the rest of the year. So we want to support those organizations. So that's the second way. The third way is we don't do any means testing. We encourage our partners not to do means testing. People in hard times have enough problems without somebody else poking around and finding out what kind of hard problems they have. So we don't do means testing. Another way is that we really call attention to programs that make a long-term difference for folks. SNAP is by far and away the biggest program to address food insecurity. It's not food banks. It's not efforts like this. It's the government federally funded program of SNAP that's up for renegotiation this year as part of the Farm Bill in Congress. And so that's something that we encourage people to pay attention to and support. And the last way is volunteers. We have over, as I said, 400 volunteers. There's shifts. We max out at 50 people. There's shifts where people can't come because there's too many people coming. People like to do good things if we give them opportunities to do them. We've found that time and time again. So that's the five different ways. That's Food and Medicine. We are still accepting donations. The costs are higher this year, so we're encouraging, if you can put out the call that we need donations at foodandmedicine.org, or they can call at 989-5860.
That was Jack McKay of Food and Medicine, foodandmedicine.org, or 989-5860. We'll hear from some of the other speakers and other organizations in the coming days. And if you're with an organization that's distributing food baskets for Thanksgiving and you want to let people know how to reach you with requests or donations, please let me know so we can include you. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.